All right, this is gonna have to be a quick one because I'm recording. Sorry, Jacqueline's still asleep in a hotel in Rochester, and I gotta get out of here. I'm assuming checkout is in 15 minutes, and our shit is everywhere. I won't take long. Take like 2 minutes. Anyway, but I still gotta get out of here. So. Last night was fun. Last night of the Working It Out tour with Mike, and it was we had a great time. Got some nice tweets about the show. Now there might be people. This is my thing. I got a bunch of new followers and shit last night, so there might be people listening to this show for the first time. And don't listen to the show. Sorry. It's not good. This is maybe they started at the beginning and they realize it already, but maybe they started from today and just don't listen to this. It's no good. But thanks. I mean, thanks for doing it, but just don't. It's not a good show. Had a surge of listeners before and they went away, so I'm not wrong. So I'll just do a couple news things, and then that's what I do every day. And I read news, and then I go to that's it. Okay, woman says cop took phone after she videoed son's arrest. Well, Dallas suburb Arlington. Well, I don't know. That seems complicated. I'd have to read the. That doesn't sound well. That's how what happened, it shouldn't happen. Don't take somebody's phone. Taking somebody's phone, I mean, losing your phone. It's like the worst thing in the world. It's got everything. I can't imagine something worse to lose. Like, what'd be worse to lose? I mean, while it's bad. Because you got your cards in there and whatnot, but still, between the two, gotta say, lose wallet over the phone. Yeah, those are the two worst things. Computer, all right, computer. That's a talk. That a computer would be worse, I guess. I'm just a woman who extorted $300,000 from online dates gets 1 month in jail. This sounds interesting and fun. Extortion sounds fun. Well, not if you're being extorted. No. A 26-year-old woman was sentenced to 1 month of work release and 2 months of electronic home monitoring after pleading guilty to extorting online dates for more than $300,000. Expressed her remorse Friday afternoon. Spent 3 years finding men online dating sites and extorting them for rent money. Abortion money or cash for a laptop or a purse. According to seven men were listed on the incident report. Several of them were married and had families. There you go. Married guys dating on the internet. dude. You're gonna get got. Everybody on the internet is some big fuck party. And there ain't no fuck parties. Unless you're got money. Or, I mean, not if you're, man, there's, I mean, I'm sure there's fuck parties, but they're not online, and they're not for some married dude who thinks he's gonna get, you know, you're gonna get extorted. Not saying you should extort people. Just, but we're both in jail. Yeah. I mean, that's not so bad. Okay. And this is, see, if you stayed listening, see how bad this is? I'm not prepared. I'm tired. This is just, you know, I'm telling you. The Keepers, I've, the Netflix documentary series, The Keepers, I've dealt with survivors and they're sickened by the church's response. Well, you know how I feel. Catholic Church, not cool. That's what I say. Catholic Church, you are not cool for raping children and covering up their rapes. There's the rapers and there's the cover-uppers. And I'd say both of you rated NC, not cool. That's what I say to somebody whenever I find someone's molested a child. I say, uncool, man. So, yeah, they're fucking... I don't understand why my mom still goes to that church. She stopped going to one church because they had a priest there that got moved around. They had a molesting priest there, and then they went to another church, and then they couldn't do it. So they go to this church in a fucking, like at a convent where there's no kids going to the school, and so they didn't have any child molesters there that they know of. They're trying to go guilt-free Catholic Church, and it's just, and you can't do it. Sorry if you're a Catholic and you think I'm wrong, but yeah, it's bad. I think nobody should go to that church. I'm not even, go to it. There's plenty of church. There's so many churches that think Jesus is really great. And a bunch of them have no history of child molestation. So I know that's, my mom says, but that's the one, Jesus started the Catholic Church. I mean, that's her thing, because it's the one Jesus started. Skydiver sent wife message that he wasn't going to pull parachute cord before jumping to death. Ah, jeez. So go. Why did he? Here's the thing: if you're gonna kill yourself, and I don't know what this guy's deal is. But why are you gonna? You're a skydiver, and you're gonna go kill yourself. Don't do it skydiving, because you know what? You're hurting this. First of all, you got the plane, the pilot, and the guy, whoever else is up there with you. You just ruined their fucking day. So you, and then it's just bad for skydiving. I think if I was, I mean, But I guess he might have just wanted to know all those times jumping. I would, man, that would not be the way I'd want to go. Jumping? Fuck that. For suicide, they all sound bad. None of them sound good. I think car in the garage, car running in the garage, that's supposed to be painless. But that smell. Like, you're just waiting on line. Like, if you ever get caught in a traffic jam in the summer, I mean, that smells terrible, and you're outside. Can't do it. That's supposed to be a painless one. All the other ones, forget it. Shooting or cutting or hanging. Jumping might be the best. But then, what if you feel the impact? Nope. I'll tell you, I am not killing myself just for that. All right. That's a happy note. I'm not going to kill myself because I don't like any of the methods. Pills might be the best one. I don't like swallowing a lot of pills. All right, let's all not kill ourselves. Is that cool? Let's make that a promise that we have. And I will see you tomorrow. You can email me, chris@chrislaker.com. Of course, love to hear from people. And I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.